May 29th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. During these troubled times which weigh upon the heart of the world, inappropriate attention is paid to special interest groups. By special, it does not imply special in God's eyes, but extraordinary in their affiliation with sin. These groups have been kindly looked upon by governments and supported by evil laws. Therefore, they claim the right to flourish, bringing morals to a new low. But I have a special interest of my own. It is the salvation of every soul. I have come once again into the world to show you the way, which is holy love. If you embrace holy love, you also embrace my Father's commandments, for holy love is the embodiment of the Ten Commandments. My special interest group will share my kingdom with me in truth and in love. Other earthbound special interest groups will flounder amidst the in vogue thinking of the day. My special interest group already lives in the New Jerusalem in joy and in peace. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Another note, the special interest group of Jesus Christ is the group of remnant faithful who live in the tradition of faith.